Hey guys, it's Courtney
and Legs,
and you're listening to another episode of The Pleasure Is All Yours.
We are here promoting sexual liberation of the Black and queer communities.
Yes, we want to laugh, learn, and just really discuss all the ways that the pleasure is
all yours.
It's all yours, baby.
Hello.
Hi.
How goes?
It's going. I'm a little sleepy. Yeah. I'm feeling it. Yeah. Mr. Krabs.
Is that not coffee in your pretty cup?
Babe, it is a double espresso shot, and it's not kicking in, honey.
Yikes. See, what happened to the Celsius?
There's a Celsius in my car. It's halfway drank. I wanted something a little more comforting today, and I hate fucking Starbucks. Fuck you, you know.
Palestine.
Free Palestine, always. So I know you have a La La Land close to you, so I was like, oh, yeah. I'm going to hit up La La Land real quick. And it was perfect. It wasn't too crowded. And I feel like their coffee is a little more like muted. Like Starbucks is so bitter and like it just tastes like drip coffee to me now.
Yeah.
And so I've enjoyed finding all the other little boutique coffee shops to support instead.
Once I realized that it was possible to like burn out a coffee machine, I was like, that's why their coffee tastes like that.
Yeah. My man used to be a general manager at Starbucks, and that's exactly what he said. He's like, they don't clean out, they don't change out the machines enough. They burn them out. Everything just is really burnt, and it's made too quickly, so it's really not the quality that it needs to be.
I wish I could remember the coffee shop me and Red went to. There was one day we went to this coffee shop and just randomly got a coffee. It just looked cute.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, let's stop there. And bitch, that coffee was so fucking good.
Yeah.
She's not a coffee drinker, but like that coffee, she was like, can I have some more of your latte?
Why do you make her sound like that? She doesn't sound anything like that.
She doesn't sound like that. Just whenever I get food, she's always like, you know that video? That looks really good. Give me that.
I'm joking. Like, where, if somebody could please tell me where that is from, because it is so chaotic.
And apparently there's more to the clip. Like, Ren was telling me there's more to the clip and was like, did you hear the part where he's like, will y'all tell anybody that I did this?
I have not heard that part. I love it.
So yeah, anytime I get food, it doesn't matter, a food, a drink, or anything. That's what I imagine, because she's always like, can I just, yours just looks so good.
It looks good.
Can I have some? And she's like, I don't know why. Your stuff just always tastes better than mine.
Absolutely. Like, that is 100% true. It's always going to taste better when it comes from your plate, you know?
Yeah. So we went to brunch one day and I got like a breakfast avocado bowl thing, minus the avocado, obviously. And it was so good. And she tried a bite and she was like, I don't want this. And sent it back and got what I got.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was like, yours still tastes better, though.
I would have just continued to eat off of your plate.
But I didn't like what she had. So if it would have worked like that, I would have just given her my plate. And we would have just switched. Yeah.
So kind. Hey girl, how was your week?
It was good. You know, work is work. Yeah. Life is life.
Yeah.
Really excited for the eclipse on Monday. Cowboy Carter has been keeping me floating.
Yes. All the way through. Just another update on Cowboy Carter.
Sorry.
Cowboy Carter. Just so we can get that in there.
Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for the eclipse too. I hope that it's visible.
Wait, pause. Why did you air quotations?
Because when I'll be in Mexico, so it's like the eclipse, but it'll just have the sun look like a moon. Like it's not a total eclipse in where I'm going in Mexico. So, but also it is cloudy here. So I hope that the fucking clouds break up, because people are acting crazy in Dallas already. There's all these people coming in from out of town. Mm-hmm. It's traffic, bitch.
Is the weather supposed to be bad?
I don't know, but it's just really cloudy today.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking at.
Oh, it does show cloudy on Monday. We'll see.
Yeah,
it's supposed to rain the 2 days after that.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
My week was cool. I was in Philly. WrestleMania was at my hotel, which is
hell
like,
yeah.
I saw all those like wrestlers. I didn't know any of their names. Don't know anything about
them. Did you see them in their wrestling outfits?
No, I just saw them walking in with their big ass duffel bags and their fine ass shoulders. And I mean, the women mostly.
Oh
like,
yeah,
the,
I was
the guys look kind
you.
Of crazy, but the women are like really sexy. So I was like, wrestlers, or at least like wrestlers associates, because y'all are bodybuilders, like for sure. But it was cool. There's a lot of kids, not on my floor, but there's a lot of kids running around. But it was cool to see, like, it was just a cool vibe. I didn't really do much, bitch. I was on my period, so I spent most of my time in my room being moody. Mm-hmm. And that was fine with me, bitch.
I love it. Every time I think about wrestling and I think about when I would watch it with my brother when I was younger, I wanted to watch it for the girls. Like, I don't want to watch these sweaty boys running into each other, yelling, slamming each other on stuff. Bring out the bitches.
Y'all got titties.
Yeah. Well, there's no fun fact today.
Okay. Life ain't fun. Life is, I don't know. I don't want to say
it's
that.
Okay. Life is pretty okay right
now.
Yeah.
Life is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just depends on the moment. I feel like in clip season, it goes by the hour, because I can't tell you how many times I've cried this week, but I'm feeling okay today.
I love that.
Generally okay.
We should hook it out later.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, cool. You know, not in like a sad way. Like, yeah. You know, like sometimes you just really get like mood, like genuinely just like moody. Okay, it's like there's a whole bunch of things that are wrong, sure, but these things have always been wrong. But this week it's just like,
it feels so much more wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I feel that. I felt that a few times during the week.
Yeah.
That's probably why I was so irritable.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Blame it on the stars.
Hey, I was talking about that at work and my boss was like, I don't believe in magic. And I was like,
okay.
And then I said, when's your birthday? And he said, I'm not a part of your magic tricks.
Like, wait, because that's actually a really good response. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it was really good. I laughed, but then I told Ren about it, and Ren was like, oh, he's a Virgo. And I was like, oh,
okay, makes sense,
got it. And then like how he is and then how he is in the office, I'm like, yeah, it is definitely giving Virgo.
It all checks out,
man. Yeah,
the stars do not lie.
As soon as he said I don't believe in magic, I was so dead. I was so dead. Well, today, you know, since it's not like we signed an NDA or anything, but did you sign an NDA? Is that why you're making that face?
I'm just looking. I'm listening to what you're about to say.
Oh my God. I was like, oh my God. So, you know, as we've said or mentioned in other episodes, Court and I did used to work at an adult toy store. And so I thought today we could talk about some of the crazy motherfucking things that would go down in the sex store, because y'all come in and y'all get so comfortable. Because I mean, I guess I get it, because I'm selling you something to put inside your orifice or in someone else's orifice. Mm-hmm. So I guess it would make sense that you would feel comfortable to tell me all your motherfucking business and just come in here on one.
Yeah.
So, you know, today is Tales of a Sex Shop.
I like drama. That's not mine.
Yeah.
So as long as I didn't feel like physically unsafe, I was like, all right, shit, you coming in here with this crazy ass question? Let's go. Let's see how far we can go.
Coming in with these crazy ass like customers, all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're thinking of one right now.
I'm just thinking of how many men came in trying to like deceive their wives in some way.
Yeah.
Like, can I put one of these pills in her drink and she's not going to taste it? Crazy fucking shit.
Because it'd be your own niggas.
Like, there was literally a guy that was like, I'm coming in here because my wife needs to get back to having sex. She had a baby like a few months ago and she just like, her shit is just not the same. And I like, so I need lube and I need like some tightening gel. And I'm like, look, she's postpartum. You are fucking an asshole.
Yeah.
You need to get over there and get a pocket pussy and shut the fuck up while you coming in here blaming her. Like, how many kids has she had for you, my nigga?
Yeah.
You are a piece of shit. You're walking in here with flip flops and long jeans on.
Push a baby out of your dick and see how you feel 3 months later.
Fuck out of my shop.
But also, whenever they would come in and they would even hint to like trying to sneak it to someone, I would not sell it to them. I'd be like, sorry, I can't sell it to you.
Shut it the fuck down.
Well, what if I said, I'm like, I'm sorry, I literally don't feel comfortable selling it to you anymore. I'm so sorry. Yeah. So you can buy something else, but I'm not selling you that. Sorry.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I think like the first craziest thing that comes to my mind is, we called her the boob lady after this happened.
Okay.
This is going to be so fucking crazy because, you know, there are cameras everywhere. Yes. In there, and there's like glass doors in a storefront. And mind you, this is in Frisco, Texas. So white suburbia to the peak.
Upper middle class.
So, you know, just having a normal day. It's me and like I'm training someone and this one of the other people is there working and we're all just kind of like chilling. This old lady comes in and she's like in this really nice convertible Lexus. Like, she's outside. She just comes in. She's in this nice crisp outfit talking about how she just came from Bible study with her girls, her Sunday girls. And she was like, you know, none of them would ever do this. And I don't even know why, how we've become best friends, whatever. So she's looking around, everything like that. She, by the time she comes up to the register to check out, there's this group of girls coming in, and think white chicks with like tiny, tiny girl, tiny plaid brown skirt. Okay. Crop top, white, no bra, so you can see the tiny nipples. Wow. Okay. Tiny nipples. Hoops, heels, all three of them just dressed like that. Wow. Okay.
And then what time of day was this?
This was like in the middle of the fucking day. Wow. On a Saturday. Like, oh, wow. It, literally in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
It, again, if you live in Frisco, if you've been to Frisco, you know what Frisco is like. So these women just walk in. They look so fabulous. Like, and we all three of us are talking. We're checking this woman out. And she comes in, and we were like, oh my God, you guys look so great. Like, literally, I was like, this is totally giving Barbie. Love it, love it. And she's like, oh my God, thank you. And she walks past, and they just go, her and her friends go, and they start looking at stuff. The lady at the front goes, oh, wow, those nipples are great. And I was like, yeah, like, she looks really great. And then she starts talking about this really expensive boob job that her husband just got her. And then, like, the more she's talking, we're realizing this bitch is drunk. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's talking, and she's like, yeah, and like, he doesn't even appreciate them. Like, why spend $75,000 on tits and then never even look at them? And like, all these other things. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah. And so then she's like motioning to them, and we're like, from what we can see, we're like, oh yeah, it looks great. Like, whatever. And so then the girls come up, and they hear her talking about their boobs. And then she goes, I used to have tiny titties like this one, but you know, I just couldn't. After I gave birth, I like really just wanted bigger ones, whatever. And so then the girl starts talking about how she wants to get a boob job. And the lady was like, oh, I'm not saying she's like, I like my tits, but when my tits were like yours, that was like the prime of my life. Okay. So this girl's talking, like, now we're trying to talk this girl out of getting a boob job while we're doing this. While we're doing this, the woman goes, yeah, because otherwise they'll look like this, and like lifts her shirt up. Okay. And her titties are just out and on the counter of the store, like, titties just out. And all of us, like, you just see all of us look at each other and then kind of look away. And she's like grabbing them and like squeezing them, like pushing them together. And she's like, yeah, he paid so much for these, and this is what they look like. Like, don't they look great? And then one of the guys that's at the register that works there, he's gay. So like, he feels uncomfortable by the titties at all. Mm-hmm. Just being out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Out and proud. So he's like moving off to the side so he can get out of the conversation. And like, we all compliment her boobs. Okay.
Naturally.
And so she's like, oh wow, thanks girls. Like, this is,
I needed
so
the
nice
support.
Yes, basically. Okay. And so then she turns to my gay guy, male coworker, and she goes, you didn't say anything about my tits. You don't like them? And he's like, ma'am, I'm gay. I don't care about your tits at all. And she's like, yeah, but that's why I want you to look at them, and I want you to judge them. Like, gay men know these things. And he's like, I don't want to do that. And then he like reaches for his hand. She reaches for his hand to like try to put it on her boob.
What?
Yeah. And so he like moves, and she's like, and he goes, yeah, your tits are great. They're great. I'm glad that your husband paid the money and got them together. And then she's just like, oh, thanks, guys. Mind you, by this time, she was already checked out. Before the girls even walked up to the counter, she was already checked out. So, like, why is she sitting here doing this? And so then when she leaves, it's like everybody takes a deep breath. And then we start talking about it, and we're like, she really whipped her titties out.
Yeah.
And just had them fucking titties out sitting on the counter. Like, literally same height as the counter. This bitch just got her titties out. There's a camera right behind us. Bro, what?
Wow.
So that's the boob lady.
Okay.
And that's why we call her that.
Okay. And did she ever come back in?
No. But every time we saw a white convertible Lexus, we thought it was her.
I love that.
Yeah. Because you could tell she was drunk too. Because even when she was like walking out, kind of like stumbling a little bit, she got so much stuff. Like, she bought so much stuff. I was like, damn.
See, I would love to have that happen in my store. Not necessarily so I can see like white lady titties, but just more like it seems like a fun situation. Like where my store was, okay, we were in the middle of 16 liquor stores, yeah. 45 strip clubs, a gambling ring,
okay,
like a late night gambling ring, a Korean sports bar, in a CBD shop. So it was just a really different vibe.
Okay, it's still getting interesting.
It is. I would say I learned a lot. I'm trying to like think of a specific story. Well, this was a good story. I enjoyed this one. So there was a black couple. I love when black couples come to my store. A lot of black gay couples come to my store too. However, mm-hmm. these people are straight.
the disappointment yeah, in the tone change.
It does, but it ends up being a little gay. Anyway, so they come in and they're like maybe in their 40s and they're like cute and attractive, but they just look like they came from brunch or like they came from like having a good day and now they're a little tipsy and they want to shop. So like they just kind of start asking me questions and like putting stuff up on the counter, and this other like really pretty black girl walks in and she's like looking at the lingerie, and the wife comes over to look at the lingerie too, and they like pick the same one. They're like, oh, that would look so cute on you, like, oh, your skin color, it would look great. And I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Y'all are corresponding. Okay. And like the husband did a good job. He was just kind of looking over by the lubes, like kind of doing his own thing, about to go to the men's section. Uh-huh. And like the ladies were just like very innocently chatting up. But then as the girl comes and like comes to check out, the wife follows and she's like, oh girl, so what'd you end up getting? And they like kind of talk about what they're getting. And then the girl starts like picking out other toys for them. Like she's just like, oh, you should try this anal plug. Oh, I have this. I have the little FemFun vibrator, which is my favorite vibrator ever. Uh-huh. And then like the husband comes up to check out and they just like talk and then exchange numbers and then leave. Like they didn't leave together, but they exchanged numbers.
It's giving. I'll call you later.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, I did nothing to influence this really.
But other you than like, did.
Other than like, you know, help talk about the toys with them and like talk about what they could do. Yeah. I'm like, wow, I just want that to happen to me.
Yeah.
Like somebody genuinely nice, and it's like a very innocent thing to start, but
like me and my partner saw you across the bar and we like your vibe, but like literally. Not creepy.
Yeah, not creepy. Yeah. And I just love that it's black people, because I feel like that's not something we see as much. I saw so many white swingers come in, like pairs of couples.
A lot of swingers.
And they are usually like very not attractive, which is crazy. Yeah. But they all come in together and they like laugh and they look through stuff and they usually buy a ton of lingerie and like a few BDSM products and maybe some lube. But it like they're definitely going back to the hotel to fuck and get freaky and weird with their best friends.
Yeah. I will say that reminds me of some swingers that came in and at my store, which was very frequent. The fun for me working there, a part of the fun for me was how often I would like white couples would try to pick me up. Not that I'm going anywhere with that, but it was just so fun because it's like, babes, the ticket fee is long.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was really funny. But there was these couples that came in. They married their best friends. They had been together for like 15 plus years, okay? And so they come in and one of the couples is a regular at the store. So like I remember them. And so he's like, "Oh yeah, we came and got the Lush for my wife recently, and we want to come and get one for her best friend who was with them."
We want to come and get one for her best friend.
Yeah, right? And so it's four of them just standing at the thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, there are these ones right here. And so I show them, like, she doesn't want one that goes inside. She wants one that kind of sits in her panties. So I show her the one that could do that. And, like, while I'm talking about them or whatever, the one who has the Lush, she's like, oh, I think I want that one, too, for later. Because now they're all like, the guys are standing off to the side and they're like tee-hee-heeing on the phone. And then one of them just keeps looking over there. And then she's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. I have my Lush in and they're over there fucking with me. And I'm like,
wow. Kinda,
and I was like, you got a vibrator in your coochie right now.
Wow. Okay.
I was like, okay.
They said, we're going to go to the sex store today and we're going to play. And
they were obviously drunk because they smelled like beer and mimosas. Yeah. So
most of those stores were by either a bar or a restaurant of some kind. Yeah.
Yeah. There was Texas Roadhouse.
Mi Cocina.
Yeah. There's also Red Lobster. Mm-hmm. There's a Chewy's right down the street. There's a lot of places that sell good drinks. And so like while I'm pulling them out, she was like, one of them was like, wait, we need to get the boys something too. Like, they can't have all the fun. Like, we need to get the boys something also. And then they talk, well, since I'm guessing the boys also like anal things, mm-hmm. they were like, where's the boy version of this one? And so then I show them the Edge, which is a prostate massager. Mm-hmm. And they bought two of them for both of the boys. And I was like, okay, hell yeah. And then, yes. So then it's two Edges. It's two of the panty vibes. They get a bunch of lube. They get like an outfit for the girls also. And then they come up to the front and she's like holding on to one of them and like kind of like moving, mm-hmm. you know? And so I thought that was, it was just so entertaining to me. And so they're like doing that. And then he like hands me his phone. He's like, hey, let's fuck with her. Hey, you want to do this? And I was like, I don't want to fuck your wife.
Yeah.
But thank you for the offer. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. And he's like, and then he's like going like this.
Yeah.
And she's just like on the side, like, I'm like, if she comes in this store, I'm going to be kind of pissed.
Yeah. Isn't that like a little step too far? Take it outside.
Take it outside, bitch. Ma'am. Do not come in my store.
Yeah.
Do not. But they check out everything. They buy toy cleaner wipes and they have me pair all the devices.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Okay. I would have hated that. Oh my God.
There was nobody else in the store.
Yikes. It literally was them. I barely like pairing my own. Well, it's not even complicated. It's just like, no.
Well, they already had the app downloaded and everything since they shared the link to play with the single one that they have. So the girls connected the Edges to their phones. Okay. The boys connected the panty ones to their phones. And they came in two separate cars also, both Jeeps. And the girls get in a Jeep and the boys get in a Jeep. And before they walk out, she's like, we're going to have a great afternoon. Let's drive it. And then she goes, let's drive around and Bluetooth them. Let's drive around. And
y'all
Bluetooth
are playing with fire. Y'all are tipsy and you're trying to make everybody in the car come.
Everyone in the car come.
That's wild. White people, one, they're going to invest in their pleasure. And
they
two, they're going to be very public about it. Like that. This guy came in at, if we close at 11, I swear he came in at like 10:45 and he was like, hey, I'm out of town and I just like really want something to like make sure I'm good while I'm at the hotel.
Yeah.
So I take him over to the Pocket Pussies and he starts looking at them.
Yeah.
Mind you, he said he was here in town and he's staying at a hotel. So I'm like, he just needs something.
He's trying to pick you up.
No.
Oh.
He just.
That's happened to me a few times.
Did you see where I work?
Yeah.
It happened every single night.
Yeah.
Every single night. But not in this case. So he's picking out Pocket Pussies. I'm looking at him. I'm showing them to him. And he like starts literally taking them off the shelf. This is 10. At this time, it's like 10:52. Like we close in 8 minutes. He starts putting them off to the side one by one. Like he's picking up, looking at them, putting it off. Picking up a vibrating one, looking at them. Picking up a stroker one.
Because he wants to look at all of them.
Maybe 15 strokers. Some of them are vibrating. He got the booty. He put the booty up there. Everything. Like, and then he's like, okay, can I just see like one of each kind? And so I take out the best one and I'm showing it to him and it's 10:59. He's like, I know you're about to close, but I just really want to make a decision. I promise you I'm going to buy something and I'm definitely going to buy the booty. As a way to say like, okay, it's worth it that you're staying open because I'm about to buy this $500 item.
Yeah.
You. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So he takes his time. He literally has a yes pile and a no pile and he starts moving over. He looks at him, puts one over here. Looks at him, put him in the no pile, put him in the yes pile. At like 11:10, I'm like, okay, we really need to shut down because we need to go. I need to like close the store. And he's like, okay, I'm just going to take everything in this pile. Everything. He spent $1,100 on like 15 strokers. I had to pack so many bags. I had to like put them by the door so that he could go and like load his trunk. It was so many strokers. And I was just like, you said you was here on business and you was staying at a hotel. You just need something for the night. And you walked out with like 15 strokers. Like white people are really unhinged and so
his
crazy.
His boys are coming with him.
Like who knows what the fuck he was in there doing.
What
like
if he was
a circle
just like,
jerk or what?
What if he was like laying in bed and just had like surrounded his body in pocket pussies, but then used just the butt? Like what if that's what he was doing?
Like his own like little silicone orgy?
Yeah.
I hope
so. And so everywhere he turned, it was like pussy.
I don't know what would be weirder. If he used all of them himself or if he shared them with his friends like and just did like a massive circle jerk.
Yeah.
You know? Either way, that was a great commission day for me, especially
absolutely.
When it was slow and it all happened. And he didn't have enough change, and like I didn't have enough change, so he just gave me the change. So I made like $150 in tips.
I just love that.
Gave it to me, and I do not know where he got all this cash from.
Don't even care.
I don't give a fucking damn at all. Because once I saw that tally up, mm-hmm. I said,
"Yeah,
pew pew pew."
There was, you know, that giant butt thing.
The one that twerks, or
the one that twerks and vibrates and sucks. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about this story is that it was a black guy. And so I was like, okay, but he comes in and he's like looking at also pocket pussies. It's all of this stuff would happen in the middle of the day. Like, it's
that's crazy. You work the day shift. I work the night shift.
Yeah. I work the day shift. And like, it just was crazy that it's like, y'all don't have to be at work right now. Y'all are in the sex shop being absolutely.
And this was during COVID too. So people were working at home.
Exactly. So he comes in and he's looking at him and he said that it's his friend's bachelor party and how he wants to get like something for them, and it's gonna kind of be like a play thing too.
That's what they always say.
Yeah,
we always say that.
Yeah,
we just want to get something for him as a joke.
But no. But he said that
like to play.
Yeah,
not like play like joke.
Okay, yeah, yeah, no. And then it's like a whole night, and there's gonna be playing involved. I think he said something about like the girls coming in after they've had their party or something.
Oh,
so he's talking about like all these things he's trying to get for his friends. Okay, so he's looking at the ones, and he's like, I don't really care about them. But then we round the corner, and like on the edge of a shelf on the floor was the huge box that had the ass in it. And he was like, wait, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's like this silicone, it's a silicone like butt, it has like, you can, it has a hole for the ass, a hole for the vagina, and I was like just showing him all the things that it did. He had like three of the main squeezes in his hand because he was just gonna get those. But then he saw that one and he was like, no, the boys are gonna love this one. And I was like, wait,
you know what your boys gonna love?
Wait, exactly. I was like, the boys are gonna love this one. Okay. And I was like, all right, yeah. And so I pulled it out and he's like, and I put it up on the counter. He's like reading the box. He looks up some reviews and everything. Literally it took him like maybe 10 minutes to make a decision, but he was like, no, I gotta get this for the boys. And I was like,
for the boys.
Okay. And he was like, I want to let you know, we're not all gonna use it. It's just going to sit on the table and we're going to like turn it on while we're partying.
Listen, listen to that ridiculousness.
And why are you defending yourself to me? I'm selling it
right,
to you.
Like, come on, bro, chill. Like, it's not that serious.
I'm the dealer here.
I'm not judging you. Like, you could be honest with me, baby.
Seriously.
Let me know so I can get you the right lube.
Seriously. So I thought that was really funny. And I asked if he needed condoms or anything. And he was like, no. He was like, nobody's going to use it. So we don't need any of that. And I was like, okay.
He's going to a different store to get them.
Gonna stop at one on his way there.
At Sam's Club. He needs to go to Sam's for this kind of purchase.
Honestly, get that fucking 150 pack of Trojan. Okay.
Boys are so strange.
Yeah. So I literally, but all I could think of is this guy in the room with this big mechanical ass and it being like a gangbang, but it's just this big mechanical ass.
I love that.
Yeah. I was like, okay. But then he had me put it in a box.
Wait, and this was black?
This was a black guy. Yeah.
So interesting.
Right?
And wow.
He had me put the ass in a box that didn't have any labels on it. Because he's like, I don't want to be walking to my truck with this big white ass. And I was like.
Not big white ass.
Because it was a white ass.
Oh, man. Not it being a white ass.
Yeah. So I just thought that was really funny. Wow. There's that one.
Yeah. Guys are strange. I had a lot of, this is not like a racial thing.
Yeah.
But I did notice that Mexican men always came in with their wives to get dicks, like the like strap, like kind of dicks,
dildos?
Like the suction, the dildo suction, like very realistic dildos. Mm-hmm. Almost like 95% of the time, if the woman was picking it out, she would get the biggest, blackest dick.
Hell yeah.
Like the blackest dick. And I'm just, and like the man would just whip out his wallet and pay cash for it. Like,
and
they
that's
do.
Why when the black couples would come in looking for them, the black lesbian couples would come in looking
for
them.
Oh my God. They were never there.
It's always non-black people
buying
up the black
penises. Oh my God. And they never gave us enough. Like, me and fucking Loon would always be like, we need more black dildos in this shop. We have a lot of people, all kinds of people shopping for these black dildos.
Yeah. Like, why do we have so many white dicks that are the same size?
Seven inches. Like, nobody wants that skinny pink shit.
Yeah, please.
Please. Yeah. Oh my God. That really always got on my nerves, because we did have a lot of lesbian couples that would come in, and they would be black, and they would be looking for something good. And I would end up having to sell them like either the crystal dildo, the clear ones, which I like the way those feel. But if you want a realistic look and feel, then it just sucks. And I don't want to have to send you somewhere else. But at the same time, bitch, we don't got it.
That's why I haven't thrown mine out, because the one that I got is one of my favorite brands, and they've discontinued that version.
Really?
Of it.
Which one is it? Real Rock?
It's the D.
Okay. Oh,
we stopped really selling those towards the end, but it's the D, and it's the blue package. So it's like, it's not the red one, because we always sold the red one. Yeah. It's the blue package that has like a dual density thing in it.
With the core?
So
it's kind of bendy?
Yeah, it is bendy, but it is very firm. Yeah. So that was my, like, when I was dicking bitches down every week.
That nigga eat me out.
Yeah. Exactly. But whenever I was, that was like usually the one that I would bring with me. Crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Never got a complaint.
I got a big black one. I can't remember.
I think that was that was King Cock.
Yeah, it was King Cock.
Yeah.
Some people don't like King Cock because the material's a little harder.
I'm not a fan of the material.
I needed something to stretch my pussy out, because
training for the Olympics.
Yeah, and bitch, I'm a whole different bitch. Right? I'll say that. But it's interesting to me how people fetishize like big black cock.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, your genes. I blame that on the pillaging, raping, and murdering that your ancestors did. That's why your penis is like that.
But shriveled up.
Hey, I'm not a professional. I will say that I did have like a lot of really positive, like interactions at the store too.
Absolutely.
Like one of the subs that I had for a little while, I met her at the store. There was this older lady that would come in, and like, I don't know what it is about me meeting really tall bottoms that just make me feral. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Did you go out with her?
No, I never went out with her, but she was one of my regulars. And so she would come in and she'd flirt with me all the time.
It's that black woman, right?
No, but there was a white one. There was a white woman who did that. But yeah, there was a black woman. She didn't come in as often. She only came in every now and then. Mm. But there was this white woman that would come in, and we would get into like a flirty banter, because she's like so much taller than me. Again, a bottom. I just like it's not even like I want to do anything other than like beat you up to my liking, you know?
Yeah.
So it was just really fun when she would come in. But my friend, the sub who is now my friend, I think that's such a, like, I think it's so funny because we talk about it now, and she's like, I'm also in like a completely different space in my life. So she's not even like super heavy in the kink scene like how she used to be.
Okay.
But she still has her same partner. But okay. I thought it was so funny because she came in and she's asking me about floggers, and like, she's just like, really peppy. She has this like red hair. I thought she was cute. So I was like, oh yeah, like you're looking for this stuff. You're not being weird either. Like, hell yeah, I'm about it. So I'm showing her all these floggers and these paddles, and I'm like describing them and things like that. And so she's like texting, corresponding with her dom at the time, her dom, strictly her dom. And she's corresponding with like items. She's like sending him pictures and things like that. And now that we're friends, she's told me that like she was texting him and telling him like how cool I seemed and things like that. And so every month she would get a list of tasks that she would have to do to earn her slut collar from her dom. So he added a item to the list, and he was like, oh, okay, well, we're just going to go ahead and add find a female dom and like have her dom you. Like we're just going to add that to the list right now. And so then she was like, could we like get a drink sometime? Like, and then we were sitting there chatting and the store emptied. And so she started telling me about him and like this list and like things like that. And I was like, oh no, that sounds like totally fun. Like I was itching to beat a bitch up also.
Okay.
Cause I think this was like right after my breakup.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's all you want me to do is beat your ass. Yeah. Totally. So yeah, we ended up like, just chatting, and then she was like, can you like vlog me with this? And I'm like, in the store? You're crazy. I'll hit you once.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one of the girls that worked at the store, we would get new vloggers, and she also was a bottom, and she'd be like, could you
just try it out for me?
Like, could you hit me with this? with that face that every bottom gets. Every bottom has the same motherfucking please face. You're not fooling me. And it works every time.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that was probably like a really interesting one. And now we're like just really positive. Good. And now we're just really good friends. Like we meet up and we'll smoke. If I want shrooms, she has amazing shrooms. And she has two cute little doggies. And now her and her dom are like boyfriend, girlfriend. And they're like in a nice little dynamic they have going. Mm-hmm. And I just really love that for her.
Wow. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I haven't beat her up in like so long.
Most of my experiences are like with not even like necessarily customers. They're just like with people around my fucking store. Like there was somebody that came and set our dumpster on fire. There was somebody got like he was not a homeless guy, but like he just would wander around our store a lot. Mm-hmm. And he got into an argument with the barbers next door, and like the barber decked him out in front of our store, and he just like fell out like right in front of our door. Yikes. And I remember this customer's coming, and you just see him go.
Just stepping right, like, right over his head.
This is so normal.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. We got a lot of men. We got a lot of men and a lot of like pills and condom sales, which I always got into interesting conversations with them.
Yeah.
But it's never like, oh, let me grab your number. That's not true. There's probably like three or four, like over the course of 3 or 4 years, three or four people that I've gotten their number and like we have talked, or they're just regulars that would come in and have really good conversation.
Yeah.
But most of the time it was me talking men out of getting Trojans, talking men out of lying to their wives about putting stuff in their drinks, talking men out of getting 10-inch dicks when their wives are not there to tell them that they don't want a 10-inch dick, telling them to bring their wife into the store.
Yeah.
Or me turning down opportunities to go in somebody's car for a few minutes.
I definitely had like a little, arrangement with one of the regulars that came in.
Okay.
And then he stopped coming in for a while because I cut off our arrangement.
What was the arrangement?
So he just wanted to see me for a couple hours.
Yeah.
He would fund me for those couple of hours.
Okay.
And we would probably just play in some way. He was cute too, so it was like no big deal. And then there was a smoke shop in my complex. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there was this nigga that worked there. And that nigga was fine as fuck. Okay. And so he'd come into the store. Well, the first time I met him, I went into the smoke shop and I was like, just like looking. And then after that, he like came over into the store and he was like, oh, this is what you do all day. And I'm like, yeah, this is what I do all day. And so we also got into a flirty banter. The only thing about this one, though, is because he was black and he was hot, we fucked around a couple of times. And I just remember, like, one of his last days in Texas, he came to the store and he was like, yeah, it's my last night. I should have told you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, wow, that's unfortunate. I would have, like, planned a thing for us so I could send you off with some coochie, you know? And then he's like, oh, well, like, what are you doing when you close? And I was like, I'm going to go home. And he's like, meet me out back. And I was like, for the plot. Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I get off at this time. Bitch, we got in my car and like drove to the back where there's like no lights. There are cameras back there, but they're like a bunch of trees that are heavily leaved.
Mm-hmm.
And bitch, fuck the shit out of me right there. And this, why was this nigga's dick so long and like thick also?
All the way to the
just
top.
Just slinging.
I bet you he was Jamaican.
Oh, he wasn't. But I did.
Was he white?
No.
Oh.
Wasn't Jamaican.
Well, you just said it like he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. But I did let my friend smash too. And she was like, where do you find dick like this? And I was like,
what do you mean you let your friend smash?
Because she was like, I can't find any good dick around here.
So you gave him her number?
Yeah.
The like, fuck? Hey, go fuck my friend.
Yeah. Well, I gave his number to my friend and I FaceTimed him and I was like, hey, I have this friend. He's like, cool. But they,
which
it
one
happened,
of your friends was
it
this?
Happened in my apartment though. And which I kind of like facilitated, but I was just there.
Which one of your friends
I'm
was
not
this?
Friends with her anymore. It's how I met Red, that friend.
Okay.
So again, how could I have known too? Because she over here talking about dick all the time. But anyway, she came over one day and she's like, she kept
Where
saying.
Where was I?
You.
Probably in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
Not an excuse. I wish you would have seen where my mind was at.
Okay. See, I keep all propositions relating to you to myself.
Okay.
But she came over and she kept saying she wanted to have a threesome with us, but I wasn't really on that with her like that. Yeah. So, like, he came over and I also just so happened to be on my period. So, so he came over, we drank, we hung out, everything like that. And
I remember this now.
Yeah. And then she, like, the plot was for them to fuck.
Yeah.
So
in your apartment?
Yeah. He really,
were you going to watch?
Yeah.
Did
I
you watch?
I was right next to them.
I don't know if they went to the
I like face looking like, yeah.
What's
I was
going
there.
On over here?
I was there. Yeah. And literally she was like, where do you find dick like that? And then when we went to the BDSM club,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
she fucked Mike in the bathroom, and like, so that's why whenever she fucked Devin, she was like, where do you find this dick like this? Because I didn't have two, and this, and I'm like, you gotta be picky. You over here throwing the cat at
everybody
like, you match with, or like have like thinking of throwing it to every single one. You gotta be picky as fuck. Okay. And they eat good pussy, please come on, be a little more picky.
Yeah.
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 And that was also a tale from the sex shop, because I literally met him. Like,
you met Mike in the sex shop?
No, I didn't. I met Mike on FetLife.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good ring in from FetLife, because usually is not, the quality is not
there. He took me out for margaritas and we literally talked about the fine bitches that we fucked.
Yeah.
And then we went to his house and fucked.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fine nigga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think the most positive experience I have, actually not even positive, the one I wish I did is like that you, now we can say this because we don't work there anymore.
Yeah.
You seem to have done a lot.
I did.
I masturbated a few times in the store. Like,
I did indeed.
You know, that was kind of a regular thing more for you.
It was hard being in the sex shop all the time.
Oh, it would make you so horny. And then you would have people come in and like tell their stories to you, or like try to pick something out, and especially if they're sexy, you'd be like, oh my God, like I know y'all are about to have so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
That would really get me. Like, I remember there's this girl, she was an OnlyFans creator, and her drug dealing boyfriend came in to pick out some stuff, and she was the one that told me about using the pocket pussies on yourself to rub on yourself. Bitch.
Then you were immediately imagining it.
Bitch, so good. And then, you know, I had already gotten one from my nigga at the time, so I was using that. That was like the best advice I ever got. If you want to trib on something, but you don't got nobody to trib on, bitch, go get you a little pocket pussy and use that. Get a little bit of lube. It's perfect. Anyway, I wanted to fuck in the back. And
that was one thing I did. I wanted to fuck in the dressing room.
The army nigga that I be fucking, we used to work with me. And like,
that's hard.
I didn't know that he felt that way until after he left. And he was like, the first day you came in, I asked Loon and was like, what the fuck? You know, what's up with this? I'm like, fuck, what you mean we could have been fucking every time I came in? What the fuck? I would have loved to just like be in the back fucking and then have to go run and like get a customer real quick, like just because you know all we wore a lot of skirts,
with
no panties.
Yeah,
it was been a
that's
very
the only
easy
way to wear a skirt.
That is one thing I really wish I crossed off of my bucket list before I left.
I got propositioned a lot for it, but like I know like Mike came in to see me. He propositioned me for that.
I am not gonna fuck a customer.
Yeah,
I knew like I was gonna see this man again. Yeah. That happened to me a lot. Or like, oh, you smell good, because you know like I would go out and smoke on my smoke breaks and like just sit in my car and smoke weed. So I smelled like weed a lot. So like they would come in and be like, oh, you smell good. You want to go like smoke another one in my car for a little bit? Like, oh, you have you eaten today? Like I'll get you something to eat.
Oh,
smoke.
If you ask me if I've eaten and I say no, you better be returning with food. And there was a guy who came to check our water that would do that, but please.
Yeah. And like, no, I would ask them to get me stuff from like the sushi spot, or like they would go get me like Mexican food sometimes. But no, I'm not getting in the car. Even if they were fine, there was one fine nigga who I would probably let do that. Yeah, I probably would. But usually no. Like my customer base, not the same. It just was not the same.
Yeah.
Like, there was this dude that came in for a chastity belt, like a cock cage. Mm-hmm. He bought it, and then he was like, please, will you, like, he started, like, panting. He was like, please, will you let me put it on the dressing room just real quick? I just want to pop it on, like, real quick. It's just, I'm going somewhere, and I just really need to get it on, and I was like.
They would always, if they're buying a chastity case, that was usually their story, too.
And, right, and, like, I don't know what I was on, because this has happened before, and I always say no, but whatever I was on, I don't know. I said, all right, like, go in, because I think it was on a Saturday morning, so I was like confident. I was just like, okay, people are gonna come in, there's people walking by, it's usually pretty busy on a Saturday morning. So he goes in there, he's taking forever, which I should also have been a sign for me. Mm-hmm. He's taking forever, but he comes out, Lex, with his hand in his pants, and he's like, oh, I couldn't get it, do you mind if you help me real quick? And I was just like, no, seriously, get out of my store, because that's when they'll like try to pull it out and show it to you. And I just like, I literally have never yelled like that at a customer in the store. I was like, get the fuck out of my store. Like, his hands were just here, his belt, his pants were unbuckled, like, he was like coming out, and he was just like, oh, I just need help getting it on. Fucking niggas. But he wasn't a nigga, that was a white man, very clear.
I did have a guy try to fight me in the store.
Face physically fight you?
A black man tried to like fight me.
Did you say something about like how he was like, you tend to emasculate men in a good way?
Yeah, no. So Ren was training at this time. Mm. So at the front, trying to buy a pill, asking if there was a discount, and Ren like looked at me, and I was like, no, there's not a discount. And I said, if you're military, if you're these things, then yeah, we can get you one. He was like, well, how about just being a good citizen? And I was like, no. And he had like an attitude. And then like another customer needed some help, so I'm like helping them pick out BDSM stuff, talking to them about like power play and stuff, because they want to try it. And then he starts asking Ren again for a discount. And that's when I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, they're training, so I just want to go up here and handle this. So I don't even go all the way up to the register. I just kind of like stand off into the middle of the floor where I can like make eye contact with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I want to let you know there's not a discount. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to them. Okay. Well, they're in training, so they don't even know all the policies yet. I'm letting you know that there's not a discount. You don't have $20? And he was like, I got $20. I just don't want to pay $20 for it. And
then
I was like, and I literally said, okay, well, you're more than welcome to go to another store, but we won't be giving you a discount today. So, but if you do want to pay for it, like, we can do that. And he starts going the fuck off. He's calling me dumb and calling me a black bitch and like all this other shit. Just talking to me crazy. And then he was like, you a dumb nigga. You just a dumb ass nigga. And I just looked at him and I said, you're over here pissed off at me over $20, and I'm also black, so you think you calling me a dumb nigga is gonna make me feel better? I said, my nigga, you broke and you're dumb, so now what?
Yes.
And he like took a step towards me, and I took a step around it, and I said, oh, are we gonna have a conversation? And he said, man, I'm not even about to give y'all my business, man. You about to piss me off. You treating me like a second citizen. I'm a black man. I'm a black man in America. I'm like saying all this shit. And I literally was like, okay. And he was like, man, you could suck my dick, man. And I was like, you couldn't pay me enough. You probably couldn't afford it either. Could you please?
Because you're asking for a 15% off coupon on a $20 item.
And I'm like, could you please just leave the store? He's like, man, I wouldn't want your lips around my dick. And I said, it sounds like you do, but you can still, again, please leave. Like, and I'm obviously saying all these other things. So he leaves and the door closes, and Ren goes, not even a beat, goes, this is really inappropriate and I'm sorry, but that was so hot. And I was like, what the fuck?
I fucking love that.
But even the couple that was there, they were like, no, that was really good. They're like, how did you keep from like actually fighting him? I was like, because he thought that I would back down from him yelling at me because he's taller than me and he's a man.
Yeah.
It was me stepping around the case and saying, oh, are we going to have a conversation, that made him completely turn a different direction with his conversation and start backing up out of the store.
Like, you're not a bitch to fuck with.
I'll fight a man right here. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and will.
Yeah. Wow. Tales of a sex shop, bitch.
Yeah, I feel like if I had time, I could come up with some more.
Yo, there are so many.
Over 4 years, like, there's a lot of time put in at this store. There's a lot of stories.
There are so many stories. I'm thinking about all the sugar babies that would come in.
The dancers and the sugar babies were my fucking favorite. I always learned things from them.
Yes.
Like, they would just call their whoever and be like, yeah, can you sell me the 150? Or be like, okay, are you coming to the club? Okay, I'm going to get this. Like, it was just so cool. Or they would come in with them and just get whatever the fuck. Or like,
Valentine's Day was one of my favorites because it would get so busy. And before we like wrap it up, I do want to say that like niggas are not shit. And by niggas, I mean men in general.
Yeah.
Not shit.
Yeah.
Because there was this guy that came in for Valentine's Day. He's buying lingerie. He's buying a bunch of stuff. Okay. He's got them in two separate piles. Okay. And so I'm like, oh, maybe he's making a yes, no pile, you know, whatever. But then he comes up and he's like, okay, so I need two separate transactions. I'm going to use two different cards. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm separating them, blah, blah, blah. He's like, can you please make sure you put the correct receipt and card in this bag and in this bag? And I was like, okay. And he was like, yeah. Mind you, unprovoked. Yeah, this one's for my wife and yep. This one's for my girlfriend.
Lots of those.
There's
lots of those.
Regulars that would come in with their wives, but then also come in with wow. other women. And it's like,
That was happening up in Frisco, yes. baby.
And I'm like, you come in, and I don't know your situation, yeah. but it's like, I would say things like, oh, back again. And they would be like,
yeah.
I'm like, y'all niggas sneaky as fuck.
My first manager at Sarah's, Christina, she was that bitch. She worked there for 10 years. And that was the first thing she said. Yeah. She said, don't like, whenever you see regulars come in, don't really acknowledge that they're regulars, because if they come in with their wives, you don't want them, maybe they don't want their mm-hmm. wives to know how much they're coming in here. Just act like they're brand new. And if they talk to you like they know you, then you can move yeah. forward with that.
Plenty
like,
of them,
number
you'd,
one.
You'd ask them about the rewards and they, yep. and you know they have rewards. You ask them about the rewards, yep. they say, I don't have rewards. And
yes,
I'm like,
yes, bro. I'm like, sir, you have 497 okay. points in
you
this
You literally
bitch.
Got $53 sitting right here. Are you wow. sure?
Wow.
Yeah, fucking crazy. We could really go all day
yeah,
because there's
can.
So, like, I'm still thinking of crazy things that happened there.
Yeah.
Even with the employees that worked there.
Oh, yeah. Especially with the employees that worked there.
Because how everybody fucking everybody.
Of course.
Yeah.
There was a girl that was fucking the sample toys that we had in the back, using them to fuck herself. Not know, like, I guess knowing that she was on camera, but, like, not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I can only imagine what
one of the store managers helping one of the regional manager's husbands, and the regional manager's husband was also the delivery guy. You're helping him cheat, and now they're going through a divorce, and you're fired and under investigation for felony theft.
Wow,
fucking crazy.
But yet, when something went down on this side, it yeah. was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Even though you literally made them the most money ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That the whole place is fucked, and I'm so glad we're not there anymore.
And I However, will not be dropping was, the name, and they don't get not. Any of yeah. my money. I would rather spend an extra few dollars
yeah.
than to go to that yeah. place and give them my money.
For sure. For sure. So, yeah. 100%. Yeah. But they were good times, though.
Yeah.
And they provided a lot of entertainment. And,
yeah. And it was pretty, like, it was education. Relatively safe as well to work there. So... At least I felt like, because of all the panic buttons and the...
Yeah, yeah. My area was just really seedy, and there was, like, constant break-ins at other places around mm-hmm. us and, like, people walking everywhere. It was just... I worked nights, so I felt safe. Like, nothing ever happened, but I've had situations where I have been actually scared yeah. at that store. But, yeah. you know, it's just kind of the nature of the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Well,
that was another one for you.
Yeah. Whether you are, if this is your first time listening to us, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at @allyourpleasures_.
Yes.
Like and subscribe to our YouTube. You can type in TPayPod, The Pleasures Are Yours, any of that on YouTube, and you will find us, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a comment on this video. Like it if you know, that's what you want to do. What do I always say? Oh, follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yes.
Leave a review. Leave a 5-star review, baby. Whether you're listening to this on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, bitch, we love you.
Bye.
Bye.